AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show for your Tuesday. Sore right now, Eric.
Oh, yeah, is that what that moan is about?
it's sometimes hard to tell. You know, it's always nice to come in here after the drink and the style, people.
It's still in the air.
Yes. Hello. This has to do with the fact that I had a 3 foot high, drift at the end of my driveway. And it wasn't the snow we just got. It was the stuff that was on the street that kind of came compacted.
And packed now, on ice.
And then it's now rolled up into a delightful Swiss roll of joy at the end of my – oh, my God. I hit it with my shovel, and it just bounced right off. I'm like, son of a – Ow. It hurts. Needless to say, the good news is this. It's pretty much, I don't think we're going to get much in the way of I don't think we're going to get much in the way of any more snow today. Yeah. It sounds like that Thursday storm might have fizzled out. We're not going to get too much of that, if anything, a dusting. So we get a little bit of a break here. But what was it I saw on Channel 4? Is it 20 inches in 8 days? It's one. You know, if we're getting close
including
to
this?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's...
I believe it. I didn't see anything that it was supposed to snow this much today.
Or Sunday.
Yeah.
So I also think, we kind of made the comment about, I don't think the plows went around too much yesterday. I might have just gotten a little bit of a calling card on, make sure you're careful before you start commenting on the plow guys. Okay. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Robert Brill is going to join us. He is going to be doing a live show, a taping coming up this weekend. We're going to talk to him a little bit about that. Love Burrell. He's been here for a while, and I've been very happy to see how successful he's actually gotten. Now this, I believe, is going to be his second live album he's recording.
Yeah, and I plan on going.
You're going to be going? Good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I don't think this man's going to be going. A man running for St. Paul City Council told police a fellow candidate assaulted him, and he demanded that they arrest her over the weekend, according to a police report. When officer told Alexander Bourne he could not arrest Danielle Swift, Bourne was extremely upset and stated, "Guess what? If I have anything to do with the city council, you're not going to get more officers." The report continued, "You know why? Because you can't even adequately do your job with the officers you have," Bourne said. Monday that he absolutely disagrees with various parts of the police report and he would like to see the body camera footage. I'm sure you would at this point. So, and by the way, so would I. Let's get some popcorn and get a viewing party going on this. Bourne and Swift are among five who are running for the Ward 6 City Council seat in the fall. Dan Bostrom, who held the Eastside seat for 20 years, stepped down at the end of 2018. On Saturday at 8:30 p.m., police responded to the area of Earl and Cook Avenue after receiving a report that a male and female were outside the residence near a maroon vehicle and arguing and throwing things at each other. The police report stated, Bourne was yelling, "Take her blank to jail." The report said Swift was inside a residence. Police did not see any physical injuries on Bourne. An officer noticed a small footprint-sized dent on Bourne's driver's side door that was left by a kick, but its distinct marking matched the prints that Bourne made while walking around in the snow. So did he kick his own car? Okay.
Yeah, you know when you get angry.
Yeah. The investigation determined no crime was committed. An investigator reviewed the case on Monday and determined the crime had not been committed, he wrote. In a report, the officers used a great deal of patience for more than an hour with Bourne, who refused numerous requests for a statement. Bourne said Monday that he has video and audio recordings of much of the incident with Danielle, and he attempted to give it to police, but they wouldn't view any of it. Sergeant Mike Osner, police spokesman, said Monday that if Bourne wants to provide video evidence of an assault or a crime committed, he is free to do so. Swift told police she had not assaulted Bourne, nor had she damaged his vehicle. "I don't think it's as rough as it sounds," she said Monday. "Alexander is trying to tear me down. He's mad because I would not work on his campaign. He's mad because I'm running too. I reached out to him as a constituent. On Saturday, Bourne told the officer that Swift invited him to buy him a drink. Then he then invited her to go with him to the fundraiser, but she declined and had him drop her off. Swift, however, told police that Bourne was full of blank and that he invited her to go to work, go out for a drink to strategize. The report said she stated that that because she announced that she would be running, she would be running for city council. He's trying to publicly sabotage me. Police smelled alcohol. Candidate says he wasn't drinking though. An officer wrote that he could smell alcohol on Bourne and that he was slurring his speech. He told the officer he consumed an unknown type and amount and type of alcoholic beverage. The report said.
This doesn't sound like the behavior of an alcoholic.
Wait a minute. Alcohol was involved? No, not at all. Was it? Really? Bourne said told the Pioneer Press he had not been drinking. Police report said he initially would not provide police with his identification so the officer could take a statement because he felt that police had wrongly accused him of drinking. Unfortunately, I was a victim of physical assault and property damage caused by Daniel Swift. Well, I mean, okay, I'm just going to say this. If this is some sort of plan to sabotage your opponent's campaign, one of your opponent's campaigns, because it sounds like, and I mean, if this all of a sudden becomes a recurring theme, I'm no Sherlock Holmes, but I might sniff out this crime. Mm-hmm. I mean, it could be the case.
This guy sounds like a Machiavelli, too.
Incredible plotting. If this was some sort of, okay, something happened here. And you're making a lot of things. If you've got video evidence of something, by all means, go to the police. But if you've got video evidence of an assault or a crime being committed, by goodness, they're saying bring it on in. And I would love to see it, too. I want to see
I want to see it very badly.
Oh, boy, do I want to see this. But at the same time, you know, if this is some sort of attempt to sabotage a candidate, if it is, I don't know if it is. I mean, I'm just speculating. You know how irresponsible I am, for God's sakes. Anyway. If I'm speculating, if this is an attempt to basically deride someone else's campaign, I don't think it's going too well for you. I'm just going to make a call here. I don't think that this is how you want to do this. It will be interesting. I will say this now. I am fascinated by knowing what's going on in Ward 6 of the St. Paul City Council race. I'll be paying attention, much closer attention to that race now, because that sounds like a fun race. Sometimes we get boring races. This doesn't sound like it's a boring race, man.
Not aware of this race until right now.
And now we are. Ward 6. We'll be paying attention. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. I want to take a moment here today. There is, of course, been a lot of talk here in Minnesota about pipelines and stuff like that. And there's Line 3 is the Enbridge's Line 3 pipeline project is one that Republicans desperately want to put into place. The Walz administration had been weighing whether or not they wanted to continue with their predecessor Mark Dayton's challenge of the construction of the Northern Minnesota pipeline, siding with environmentalist tribes and many DFLers in the governor's first major decision on the Natural Resources Project. Governor Tim Walz said he would continue legal action started by his predecessor, Mark Dayton, to challenge the construction of the Northern Minnesota oil pipeline. Walz said his office would file a petition with the Public Utilities Commission asking the independent regulators to reconsider approving the critical certificate of need for Enbridge's Line 3. The petition is expected to be rejected, but it's the first step towards filing a lawsuit over the $2.6 billion crude oil line plans. The governor's Department of Commerce had been mulling whether to drop Dayton's appeal up after taking office, but ultimately decided to stay the course after the lawsuit was thrown out last week for being filed too early. In a written statement Tuesday morning, Walz said he didn't say he personally opposed Line 3, but acknowledged Enbridge has yet to win over many people concerned the project will help accelerate global warming and pose a spill risk to water and wild rice. Which it will. It always does. Those pipelines leak like crazy. Anywho, As I often say, projects like these don't only need a building permit to go forward, they need also a social permit, Wall said. Our administration has met with groups on all sides of this issue, and Minnesotans deserve clarity. So, you know, by the way, can I just say once again, thank God Tim Walz is the governor of the state of Minnesota. That's one of the more, I mean, that's very, if I may say so, Dayton-esque as far as the response goes. I mean, listen to that. As I often say, projects like these don't only need a building permit to go forward, they also need a social permit. Well, that's actually a very intelligent, well-thought-out statement. Governor Walz, nicely done. Nicely done. And there is nothing wrong with being concerned about this. Walz's decision drew swift condemnation from Republicans and some in the DFL, but mainly the Republicans, who hastily put together a quick little press conference. Now, it's time for Matt's Theater of the Mind. We haven't done this in a long time, but it's a time for a venture into theater as I try to reiterate the calm demeanor and tone of Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka and Kurt Dowd, the Minority Leader of the Minnesota House. So if you, in case you missed the moment here, let me get my theatrical skills ready to go. And here's basically the gist of it. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, you've ruined everything. You've ruined everything. You've killed every child. You've burned down every house. You killed everyone's dog. How could you, Tim Walz? How could you? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You've ruined everything. And scene. All right. And by the way, Wow. You're welcome if you just viewed that one on the old Facebook stream.
Anyone who wasn't watching that missed out.
Dear God. Now, I know the emotional theatrics of Kurt Regina George Doubt, okay? But Gazelka? Dear God, man. I've seen Dance Moms episodes that had a little more dignity than that. Dear Lord. I get it. You're a little bothered by this. But funny note, didn't you guys run this last election? Wasn't part of their entire argument that you'd need to elect Republicans so that the pipeline can get built because Tim Walz is definitely not going to build it? That was a main meme of your ad campaigns during the election, and Walz still won. So mission accomplished? I guess so. You guys you can't act surprised. You yourselves insisted that he was not going to build it. So you guys all of a sudden, I get it. You guys are desperately trying to find some issue you can solidify behind. And some issue and some argument that you can kind of rally the troops with. But I'm going to tell you right now, pipeline issues are not going to win you back the suburbs. It's just not. And your emotional breakdown, which sounds like you're running for Ward 6 over in St. Paul, let's just be honest about it, okay? Bring the show right back around. I mean, come on, guys. I want to make sure I, of course, their whole thing is jobs, 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 jobs. Funny story. If you didn't see this, The Guardian had this today. Last year alone, because of Trump's tariff policy, the solar industry lost 8,000 jobs. Many of them mom and pop shops, locally owned small businesses. 8,000, a quarter of the solar industry in this country has been wiped out because of Trump and Republican plans. Funny story, I don't ever remember hearing any Republican complaining about those jobs being lost. Because I know you guys like to think that all those wind and solar jobs are all volunteer, that, you know, it's just hippie communes that just kind of go on out there and just give them a little dope and they'll go put your solar panels on. That's not how it works. They're actually a business. And they get paid pretty good. These are good jobs. These are manufacturing and construction jobs. They're good paying jobs, which have been wiped out by Republicans. And yet, they only want to complain about the oil pipeline jobs, which were far fewer in potential than the solar jobs that you guys have wiped out across the country. So my hint to you, my suggestion, my, you know, I like to give a little bit of a little ammo for you guys to be able to fight back. When a Republican comes to you and says, you can get Wall Street approved pipeline, good job, 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 jobs. First thing I want you to say to them back is, funny, you guys are concerned about jobs, then why are you so so content on destroying the solar job industry? And when they look at you and they say, what? 8,000 solar jobs were wiped out in 1 year alone. 8,000 in 1 year alone were wiped out by Donald Trump and the Republicans, and you guys have said nothing. Man. Their lips and sphincters will tighten up real quick on that one. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! The dignity and pageantry that is the Minnesota Republican Party. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. City Pages had an incredibly disturbing story about gun sales, and I'll break that down when I come on back. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hi, I'm Dr. Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, get-you-out-of-pain-now dental office. We always offer a free exam and x-rays for new patients because we believe you shouldn't have to pay to find out what's wrong with your teeth. Call today. We're open early and late and Saturdays to fit your schedule. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth because they're the only ones you get. Call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH or visit fixmyteeth.us.
Hi, this is Laura, and I want to tell you about my family's favorite thing. It's our wood stove. We bought it about 14 years ago from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. And see, the wood stove has actually paid for itself because we can keep the main area that we live in toasty warm with this great moist heat. But more important than saving money, it has actually improved our lives. Having a fire simplifies life. It provides comfort. It sort of takes the chill out of winter.
I'm Peter Solak. In 1977, I started Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, and I experienced the simple joy of warming myself by a fire. I also realized that the place and the way we embrace fire has evolved in a diversity of forms and styles. So at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, we have brought together the widest selection of our fireplace products and technical knowledge in the Twin Cities. Our mission is to use our knowledge to help you choose the design and function that is right for you and your home.
Visit Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces today and find the right fire for you.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Solar energy sector has grown crazily from 93,000 jobs to more than 242,000 jobs in all 50 states over the last 9 years, but has been down 8,000 jobs thanks to Donald Trump. Once again, if you break that down, I believe that's on average it's 160 jobs per state. When are the Republicans going to get concerned about those jobs? Oh, those jobs don't matter. That's right. Like teachers. Teachers don't matter to them either. That's right. They don't want to pay teachers, and they don't want to pay for green energy jobs. And so they have no problem in destroying those jobs. I mean, we're talking about a direct line, A to B. Because of Trump and his policies, we've lost 8,000 solar jobs in the United States in the last year alone. And they just want to completely ignore that and just, yeah, we still need fossil fuels. That's all they're going to say. Oh, by the way, did you read that story about the wiping out of all the insects? That's a hoot. Dear Lord, at what point are we going to freaking wake up in this country? 952-946-6205. Hey, the good news keeps on rolling in, courtesy of City Pages. Under Minnesota law, you can sell a gun online with no background check, no questions asked, and nowhere to know if the buyer is a criminal, a terrorist, or just emerged from his extended stay at a psychological ward. Now, I want to make sure I repeat that line, because one of the things that pro-gun kook guy likes to say is, you can never buy gun without background check. No, not at all. That's a farce. Under Minnesota law, you can sell a gun online with no background check, no questions asked, and no way to know what the background or the intent of the seller is. That's just legal. It is. Last year, the group Every Town for Gun Safety began chronicalizing how often this occurs. It monitored weapons for sale on armslist.com, the Craigslist of gun trade. Through licensed dealers are required to get background checks. Bob from Blaine is not, whether he's peddling an antique pistol or a high-powered assault rifle. Turns out Minnesota's unlicensed sellers placed 28,818 ads on ArmsList last year. Although the vast majority of them surely went to people who meant no harm, Every Town estimates that a few thousand of those guns are now in the hands of those who could not pass a background check or are barred from owning a gun. Once again, in the year last year alone, 28,818 ads from Minnesota that were not regulated whatsoever took place, and without a doubt, a few thousand of those are in the hands of bad people. That nice gun laws here. As part of the nationwide study, the group posted ArmsList ads in Ohio, Georgia, Florida, and Tennessee. More than 10% of the respondents couldn't pass a background check. Translate that ratio to Minnesota, and it means easy access to guns for everyone from the serial stalker to the guy who's basically plotting glorious Trump in an imaginary race war. Although 14 states now make checks mandatory on all sales, Minnesota isn't one of them. You can thank your friends of the Republican Party. Last year, Senator Warren Limmer, Republican from Maple Grove, refused to allow so much as a hearing in his Judiciary and Public Safety Committee in the House. Speaker Kurt Dowd barred any bill from receiving a vote if it didn't have the blessing of the NRA, which naturally meant there would be no vote at all. But Dowd was deposed by which new Democratic majority pushed him aside this year. DFLers now hope to pass legislation that would not only require checks on all purchases, but allow courts to temporarily confiscate the guns of someone thought to be a threat. Heaven forbid! Heaven forbid! Wow. It is known as the red flag law, requiring the police and family members first petition the court. The idea is to prevent those in shootings where a suspect raised alarm before acting, yet there was no legal means to stop him. Such policy holds wide sway in Minnesota. According to Star Tribune poll last year, a whopping 90% of Minnesotans favored background checks, and women in particular are keen on tightening the state's laissez-faire approach. Some 75% raising the legal age of purchases and banning assault rifles. So once again, you have common sense regulation that the Republicans have stopped. They have refused. And as they say, Republicans will proudly, no one gets a gun in Minnesota without a background check, Matt. They're lying jackasses. They have been able to sell 28,000 guns, and 10% by their own investigation, 10% of the guns that were of the people on that website could not pass a background check. And yet the Republicans want to just give those people as many guns as possible. Thank you, Kurt Dowd. Thank you, Warren Limmer. You disgusting creatures. You guys are responsible. When we have our next mass shooting in this state, you guys are partially responsible because of the way that you've refused to crack down on this crap. even though 90%, which includes a good chunk of your own constituents, have asked you to do that indeed. But because you're betrothed to the NRA and gun causes and Tony Cornish, who basically, as he left the House in disgrace because of his own personal behavior, begged you guys to never let them touch the guns. You're broken, disgusting people. That's all you are. Let's go to Jeff in Prior Lake before we get into the break here. 952-946-6205. Welcome on in, Jeff.
Hey, Matt. Great show. Spot on. Look forward to seeing the Blue State Ball. My story is I'm down in Florida 2 years ago at a flea market. I look at the table next to me, and the guy's got an array of handguns and like three or four AR-15s. So I'm minding my own business. I see this guy at the corner of my eye walk up to the table. I look over. I'm no expert, but I'm pretty sure that guy had prison tats all over him. He was totally tattooed out, and he looked really sleazy. He talks to the. He looks at the handguns first. Then they move on to the AR-15s. They go back and forth on a price. They decide on $900. The guy pulls out a wad of $100 bills, counts out nine, hands them to him. The guy hands him a gun. The AR-15, the one thing that never passed between these two men was that guy's name.
Nope.
Thank you.
And there you go, Jeff. Thank you. And what he's describing goes on. And then we have an online version, which Kurt Dowd and Warren Limmer ensured we would not crack down on. Did their part to make sure that people who should never have guns are getting them. This is a disturbing trend. And you want to know the truth is, first of all, let's make sure I mention this. The NRA has been working with the Russians to undermine American democracy. They are a disgusting anti-American group, and they should not be coddled or respected. And the fact that even still today, Kurt Dowd and these Republicans are so willing to do whatever the NRA tells them to do tells you how broken they are. I'm not talking about kicking in doors. I'm not talking about rounding people up. I'm talking about a simple background check on 28,000 sales that occurred in the state of Minnesota in the last year. And they say, nope, there's no need to look at them, even though a study has shown that 10% of the people on that site could not pass a background check if their lives depended on it. But thank God, and thanks to the Republican Party of Minnesota, those guys have got guns in this state. Wow. Great going, idiots. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. And I want to City Pages, that's outstanding. That's an outstanding story that needs to get a lot of press. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
On February 19th from 6 to 8 p.m., come sit around the farm table at Seward Co-op Creamery Cafe and learn more about the Cultural Wellness Center, Seward Co-op's February seed recipient. The Cultural Wellness Center is working on a new project that will create a blend of culinary heritage, self-love, and business incubation for African-American food entrepreneurs. Their new cafe space will be a cooperative and supportive environment focused on reconnecting, rediscovering, and reinventing the culinary traditions of our past. Enjoy a meal designed by Creamery Cafe staff and inspired by this work. Ingredients sourced from community foods producers. Tickets for the February 19th Farm Table three-course dinner are $40, and there is a non-alcoholic beverage pairing for an additional $7. Beer, wine, and other beverages will be available for purchase. Tickets are limited, so grab your seat at the Seward Co-op Creamery's Farm Table right away. Visit seward.coop and click on events to purchase your tickets now.
Native Roots Radio is proud to announce we've added an extra hour.
Yeah, Chuske, 1 hour goes by too fast.
That's right, Uncle Curtis.
I'll have extra time to share important information about our sacred animals.
And report national and native news from all over the country and Canada.
This new hour is sponsored by Robbins Kaplan, LLP, rewriting the odds for their clients for over 80 years.
We are awake.
Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Open for breakfast and lunch daily with dinner Tuesday through Saturday. For night shift workers, Victor's even has both a morning and evening happy hour, and Victor's now accepts dinner reservations too. Stop in and try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Make your reservation and learn more at Victor's1959Cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
Stress. It's something you experience every day, and something you can use a whole lot less of. Stress can not only make you feel frustrated and irritable, it can also cause aches, pains, and fatigue. The Biomat at Awakened Living can make you feel better. The Biomat is a medical-grade, infrared, full-body heating mat used in healing practices all over the world. The Biomat at Awakened Living heats your body through infrared rays, which raises the internal temperature of your body, acting much like when your body has a fever, to rid your body of viruses and bacteria. It is a wonderful tool to use for relaxation and as a preventative method for achieving optimal health. The Awakened Living Biomat offers a deep relaxation effect, and as you step away from a treatment, you feel relaxed, calm, and ready to enjoy a more stress-free body. Schedule an appointment today by calling 952-452-8583. And once again, that number is 952-452-8583. Or by visiting AwakenedLivingInfusion.com.
And by the way, that's something we've done every time. I think it's every time Tom's come into town. He always enjoys doing that. It's a hoot, and it does sell out. So if you want to do that, you definitely need to get your tickets now. Once again, the Blue State Ball is coming up here on March 2nd at the Blaisdell. Not only is Tom Hartman going to be there, but John Fugelsang is going to be there as well. Nice to have him back in town. Yeah. We haven't had him yet for a few years, but he is returning to the Blue State Ball. We're going to have a lot of political guests that are going to be coming on in. We'll be announcing those as we get a little bit closer, but we'd love to have you there as well. 5 p.m. is the VIP event. We open the doors for general admission at 6:30. Speeches start at 7, and we're going to have music. We got great food. Got, of course, the bar. Then all of us are here, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
So you can have a good time with us. Make sure you go to am950radio.com, am950radio.com, and get your tickets today. Because once again, we're anticipating, especially with Hartman and Fugelsang, we're going to get a lot of people getting that VIP event. So you want to get your tickets for that now. 952-946-6205. I also do want to make sure I mention eatlocalminnesota.com. All we're featuring, it is, in case, coming up a little bit later on, I got a big old dose for you of VD. That's right, Valentine's Day. That's coming up here on Thursday, and we sure love spreading the VD around. So, hey, if you are looking for a romantic, do you have plans for a romantic night? You probably don't want to call it VD like I do. It's Valentine's Day. It's actually, I will say, can I share this? First
yes,
time, yeah. 20, coming up this Valentine's Day? 25th anniversary of me first talking to my wife.
Really?
No joke. Yeah, seriously. Talked to her on Valentine's Day, 1994. And sucker. Anywho, but it is the day of romance. It's the day of enjoyment. And do you have plans? Are you going to go on out for dinner? Well, you know, you can go on out. You need to get reservations. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com. They've got a great variety of restaurants throughout the entire metro area. You can find yourself a great restaurant. Enjoy yourself. Maybe on Valentine's night, maybe on the weekend. If you did want to do something on the weekend instead, get your reservations now. Eatlocalminnesota.com. We're featuring all the restaurants this week. Go on out and enjoy. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. Touching a little bit on the Ilhan Omar mistake that she made. She, you know, and folks, I had one person come up on me and say, you know, what did she say that was wrong? It's like, okay. She should not have gone out and, you know, gone after, you know, the AIPAC and the group there and talking about how it was only about the money. I mean, there has always been a unfortunate, bigoted stereotype of the Jewish community about money. And so any reference, and I'll back this up 100%, any reference in that way. I mean, there was a Republican that was not that long ago brought up the term shekels. I mean that's a horribly offensive thing to say. You don't do that. You just don't do that. And we talked about it briefly yesterday. I understand, you know, you're a freshman in the Congress. You're getting a lot of press nationally. A lot of people are paying attention to you. You kind of feel like you know are somewhat invincible, and you made a statement, and once again, to a point, I know what you were kind of trying to say, but the reality is you should have proofread what you read, what you wrote, because the reality is it did come across as wrong. And yesterday, Ilhan Omar, the representative, went down, apologized unequivocally, I believe was the term she used. She apologized unequivocally on the floor and said she was sorry. All right, we can move on and tell Donald Trump this afternoon, says she should resign. Now, this brings up something I mentioned yesterday on Twitter and on the Facebook page. Once again, Facebook at Matt McNeil Show, Progressive Citizen X. Twitter, it's Matt McNeil Show. Come, enjoy, bask in the social media joy. All right. The point I made is here we are yet once again. There are so many racist and inappropriate things said by Republicans in this country. There are. There's anti-Semitic comments. There's African-American comments. There's anti-Native American comments. My God, Trump's a walking racist when it comes to Native American issues, for God's sakes. They go after the GLBTQ community way too aggressively, and they're proudly bigoted against them. And yet, even though you have people like Steve King, who is a walking freaking Klan rally, and saying things for years, at no point, and I don't criticize the Republicans on this, I criticize the news media, because here we are yet once again. When a Democrat makes a mistake, every media outlet can't find Democrats fast enough to put a camera in their face and get them to condemn the Democrat that does it, apologize in triplicate for that Democrat's actions, and get how concerned they are and wag their finger. That's once again, that's the standard. That's what the media does anytime a Democrat makes a mistake. Meanwhile, when the Republicans make a mistake, well, I don't think it's our job to really go hold them accountable for that other person's actions. Really? Because then why is this such a freaking double standard? Why? Why is this such an amazing double standard? How did you get to this point where you basically can't not criticize every Democrat for anything that regardless of how heinous it is? You basically, every Democrat always has to apologize for everything. But Republicans, whether it's, I posted a story last night from Think Progress. You know, six of these same Republicans were all insisting Ilhan Omar was horrible. They, within the last 8 months, they all had anti-Semitic comments. All of them did. And yet not one time was a camera put in front of every Republican to condemn that person. You got the guy in West Virginia who's the house over there who's making calling the GLBTQ community the new KKK. I mean, for God's sakes, how can you not condemn that? And yet the media never even asks if anyone wants to condemn him. That's just no blood, no foul sort of thing. I mean, if we held the Republicans to the same standards as the Democrats, when Trump said there were good people at Charlottesville, that would have been the end of his campaign presidency. His entire term would have been over. If we held the Republicans to the same standards that we hold any Democrat to. But here we are, yet once again. Matt, when you apologize to every person you know and then everyone they know, and you condemn them, then and only then will I even think about condemning one Republican. Come on, man. It's pathetic. It is absolutely pathetic. And once again, Ilhan Omar, she screwed up. She shouldn't have said what she said. She's apologized, but yet every Democrat had to weigh in. Every Democrat had to condemn her. Every Democrat had to do this. It doesn't matter. I mean, my God, do you know that there are just as many sex scandals on the Republican side, if not more, than there are on the Democratic side? But funny story, you don't, when a credible witness comes forward on a Republican like Brett Kavanaugh, it's an assassination on that person's character. How dare you question them? How dare you do this? But it happens to a Democrat, Well, wouldn't you agree that if this is all true, he should resign immediately? Well, yeah, of course. Well, then the call for his resignation. I mean, it's this double standard. And like I said, the Republicans laugh in glee at this. And part of this is the Republican-controlled media. It really is. But this is a lot the media themselves. They can't help themselves. And frankly, here's the part I have, hard part I have with it. You're cowards because you don't confront the Republicans. You confront the Democrats because you know that's easier for you to do. You don't want to confront the Republicans because you're cowards. You don't want to put the legwork in. You don't want to actually have to do what your damn job is. And so you basically go on out there and you ignore Republican problems like this. That's the case. 952-946-6205. I did also want to make sure I mention one other thing before I get to the call. Steve, hold on. I'll get your call here in a second here. There are two school districts in Minnesota today, Worthington and Russell Tyler Ruthven, who are having referendums once again. I appreciate Governor Walz making the call to try to change the referendum system because you have what's happening down in those two districts. They've hired this guy, Paul Doerr, out of Iowa. He's a consultant who comes in there whose whole job is he doesn't care about the needs of the school district. He doesn't care whether or not it's a legitimate bill. He gets paid to basically just defeat referendums. And this guy got paid to go in there and defeat these referendums, and which is comical because there are people that are paying this guy money, probably more money then the referendum would actually charge them on their taxes to defeat the referendum, which is insanity, but that's the modern conservative. And so hopefully those referendums get passed in those two districts, but I did want to make sure I mention that because that's just stupid. And the reality is, and there is far more money to be spent on stuff like that than it is in, you know, that on destroying these school districts, making these school districts weaker, making education weaker as a whole, than there is on actually making our education system better, which is just a freaking crime. So I'm to a point, this validates why Governor Walz is wanting to get rid of this referendum system here. Let's go to Steve really quick here before we get Robert Barilli in at the bottom of the hour or the top of the hour here. Steve, welcome on in. Thanks for holding.
Yeah. Thank you. You should listen to the Majority Report with Sam Cedar today. They had a couple of really good things. But one point they raised about this with Elon is, you know, Republicans will attack George Soros and Tom, what's his name, the environmentalist, who are trying to buy elections, don't you know? And you know what they are. And another issue, they quoted Thomas Friedman on there, or they played a clip by Thomas Friedman talking about raising money with AI PAC. And it's a fact. Barry Ellen should never have used the word Jewish. That gave me the creeps. But her point, it was a very poor way of making a valid point, a very tasteless way of making a very valid point.
Well, the point aside, I think, once again, she made the mistake. She apologized for it. But once again, if all of a sudden we're now having a standard where anti-Semitic comments need to resign, well, then there's going to be a whole bunch of seats open on the Republican side in the House and the Senate because they've said a lot of horrible things, a lot of anti-Semitic things there. And yeah, reminder, isn't that their entire argument against George Soros, that it's a wealthy Jew who's trying to control the country? I mean, that's their entire argument against him. Anyone who's brought up and attacked George Soros, yeah, you need to resign as well. All right? I think we can, you know, if that's your standard, that's your standard. Robert Barilli joins us. We got a live show coming up this week, and we'll talk to him about that when we do return. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. Rudy Luther Toyota has a great selection of new vehicles, but Rudy Luther is also one of the largest volume Toyota certified used vehicle dealers in the country. They have better prices than many non-certified dealers, and they offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, feature incredibly low interest rates, and all their vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and reconditioning process. And right now, they're paying top dollar for your trade-in, even if you don't buy from them. Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Do you or someone you know need dental care but can't afford it? Join Shamblot Family Dentistry for their 13th annual Dentistry from the Heart event, a day of free dentistry for those in need. All patients will be seen on a first-come, first-served basis. No appointment required. Dentistry from the Heart provides free, limited dental care to those in need. This event is for new patients only. Shamblot Family Dentistry has given away more than $320,000 in free dentistry through Dentistry from the Heart. The 13th annual event will take place on Wednesday, February 13th at Shamblot Family Dentistry in Hopkins and in their new St. Paul location at 400 Selby Avenue in the Blair Arcade. Starting at 7 a.m., Dr. Shamblot and his team will treat as many patients as possible. It's first come, first served, so patients should arrive early. For more information about this opportunity for free dental care, visit ShamblotFamilyDentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
Finding the best foods the Twin Cities has to offer is easy with EatLocalMinnesota.com. Offering the top local and independently owned restaurants, EatLocalMinnesota.com has everything from burger joints to cocktails and fine dining. It's Greek to Me has been a family-owned Lynn Lake landmark since 1982. Under new ownership, the Janakis Karras family offers classically inspired modern Greek cuisine in a sublime space with gracious hospitality. Be sure to visit their charming bar and explore wines and specialty drinks from Greece. Find It's Greek to Me at 626 West Lake Street in Minneapolis or at itsgreektomemn.com. Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club invites you to check out their beautiful facilities for your next special occasion. Book your wedding reception, retirement party, business dinner, or other special event with confidence, knowing their expert staff and award-winning chef will make it a big hit with your guests. Call today to get a quote, 763-571-9020.
Hi, Matt McNeil here. It's the 2019 Blue State Ball set for Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell Mansion in Minneapolis. Coming back to the Twin Cities is Tom Hartman and John Fugelsang. We begin the evening with a VIP event starting at 5 p.m. and at 6:30 the general admission begins. We're expecting a ton of special political guests and look for Doug Padgett, Ellie Krug, Brett Hunter, and myself too. VIP tickets are $100. General admission tickets are $35. Go to am950radio.com for ticket information. Saturday, March 2nd at the Blaisdell, it's the 2019 Blue State Ball. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. This next guy you've heard many years here AM 950 here with, of course, his show that was here. He is now going to be recording an album over on Saturday. Robert Burrill is kind enough to join us today to talk about that and other things going on in the media. Hi, Robert. Hello. We got him there? I don't have him here. We can't. Well, 1 second here. We're trying to figure out why we have something. Is it better now? Can we?
I can hear you.
There
can
we
you
go.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great.
It's a little snow. It's just the magic of it all here. Let's make sure first.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. Okay. I'm so sick of it.
You're in Woodbury, man. Where? How bad did you get it out there? I heard the east side got worse.
Oh yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. I'm actually coming to you live from a snowbank. You probably can't tell, but I am in a snowbank, so it could be better.
The show. Let's talk about you're taping a live show for a comedy album, right?
Yes, Stand Up Records, Grammy winning. Dan Schlissel's the CEO, president, czar, if you will. They won a Grammy for Lewis Black's album, the White Album, the first album Lewis did. So Grammy winning label will be my second album. For them, we're also taping it for a special too, so the audio and video. And it's this Saturday, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. Two shows at Sisyphus Brewery in Minneapolis.
At Sisyphus, okay, nice. Yep. And do you have any idea when the timeline you're going to release this is?
Not really. I mean, Dan and I have been. I think we turned the first one over in just a few months, so that's the plan anyway. And I'm obviously tailoring the material, so it's going to be stuff that sort of has a shelf life and isn't going to. Like, no Scaramucci jokes or anything like that, because ideally you'll be able to listen to it in a few years and still appreciate it as much.
What about that Zima, kids?
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Tech N9ne, or who was that, like, that rapper that went to prison or something, trying to, like, make himself seem tough? Kill the guys.
Well, I mean, and that one, but actually, if you just, you know, never mind. I think that The toughest part about your job, I think, is that. Is that when you look at the big comedians, and I got to tell you the truth, I'm just so damn proud of you, man. I remember when you first came into this show, and you've built up a fan base, you've built up a following. Your show when you had it here on the AM 950 was a great show, and here you are now you're recording your second album, and I think that's the toughest part of any comedian is to try to write comedy. That the best ones do great. This is so tough, though, that it does not date you within a year or so. And I think that is so tough to do. And I congratulate you because your first album was fantastic. Once again, let's mention the first album, too. They can still get that one.
It's still available on iTunes. I think Spotify, Sex and Politics is the first album, or standuprecords.com.
And so, I think that's the hardest part. I mean, it is easy, though. I mean, we're at the politics stage, and in the age of Trump, I mean, you can really make any joke about Trump, and it almost doesn't age because the guy does so much buffoonery. That's, I think, the tough part. I mean, you're right. There are some specific elements you got to stay away from, but a guy like that, he's got shelf life.
Oh, certainly. I mean, part of it's like trying to avoid the obvious jokes, like the hair and the dumb things that he says all the time. But just like finding like aspects of his character and stuff that will definitely last longer than his presidency or any member of his cabinet or anything like that. So that's what I've been working on anyway. That and the fact that I'm basically a step grandpa now. So there's sort of like two sides to the album. There's the like political current event, what's in the news stuff. And then there's also like the domestic side of my life. So it's kind of like a fair balance of both that the audience will see.
When you write stuff about your domestic life, I've heard from some comedians that they say that the ludicrous nature of being a parent or being a grandparent or something like that, that presents you with so much material. Is that how you found it? Is just you start just looking at what's going on and there is a ludicrous nature to it that everyone can relate to?
I mean, it's sort of like a fish out of water kind of thing, because I went from – I mean, I have family, but I'd see them over holidays and stuff. So I went from – not really having much of a family to having like the most family, like multiple generations of kids are in the house now. So it's kind of just that the shift in my life that's over just even over the last few years since the first album came out that I think I really hit a sweet spot when it comes to like writing and finding my voice for this kind of stuff. And I also like more jokes are coming to me. And so I wanted to get these ones down on a record so I could kind of evolve and get to the next phase of the stuff I want to write, whether it's political Trump stuff or just, dealing with grandkids for the first time.
You've of course, and staying a little political as well.
Oh, obviously. Yeah. I mean, I can't help but be like, I read the paper. I feel in dereliction of my duty as a comedian if I didn't make at least a few jokes about Trump or what's going on.
No.
But I also feel like that is kind of safe, too, whereas like some of the other issues that I kind of addressed are probably a bit more controversial, and I kind of relish tackling those a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I wouldn't be me, and I'd have to take a few shots at Trump, obviously. That's part of the job.
Absolutely. All right, so Sisyphus Brewing Company this Saturday night, right?
Yep, Saturday night, 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. And actually, I'll have copies of my first album there for sale as well. So any listener that still owns a CD player or needs a coaster, a thick coaster, either way, I'm not picky as long as you got $10. The tickets are $10 and the CD is $10.
The first album was Sex and Politics from Stand Up Records. He's recording his second one once again at Sisyphus Brewing, Saturday, 7:30, 9:30. Get Sex and Politics. It's brilliant. It really is brilliant. Robert, congratulations. I'll check in with you later this week. Make sure you're selling out for that night, okay?
Great. Sounds good. I appreciate that, Matt. Thank you.
Take care. Robert Burrell, kind enough to join us today. We are done. Coming in next, is it Hunter and Eric?
It is.
Oh, enjoy the feast. We're back tomorrow. Till then, see ya.